Okay, now, put you on the spot. Do you know somebody that plans for your seat, again or not, or you ready to make? You are ready? Got it.
All right, good morning, everybody. This is the regularly called County Commissioners Court meeting for Upshur County for September 30, 2019. I'm going to declare that a quorum is present and open the meeting. Mr. Frank Burka, one of my commissioners, had an illness in the family and is not able to be with us today. He had to travel out of state to see about the family member. I'm going to ask Ms. Gentry to say the prayer and Mr. Nicholson to lead us in the pledges.
Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you've given us. We just ask, Father, that you be with this court, that we make sound decisions for our county and our citizens, that you would lead, guide, and direct all aspects of our working on this court. Pray, Father, that you would be with those at home and abroad that serve us diligently to stand between us in harm's way. Pray, Father, for favor and blessings for their families and for them. I also pray, Father, for their protection. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank both of you. Item two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording, auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county taxes summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, court-appointed attorney list for the 115th Judicial District Court, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to approve said items.
Second.
It's a motion and a second that we approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
None are opposed. Motion passes 4-0.
That's a permit.
Number three, discuss and take action to approve a resolution declaring October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Ms. Ojemon, did you want to speak to us about this, ma'am?
Your Honor, this is a resolution that the county does every October, just showing that there is domestic violence awareness for the entire month of October. It's a Go Purple campaign, and just bringing that awareness to the county and to the city. We do have four signs that we would also ask the community to approve and place out on the courthouse lawn during this time. We would pick those up during Yambury so they would not be out there for that, and then we'd place them back out after Yambury is over.
Okay, and for those of y'all that don't know, Ms. Rebecca Ojemon is our number, she's the prosecutor primarily signed to handle domestic violence cases, and we appreciate you working for us.
Motion to approve resolution declaring October as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the month of October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Whereas the crime of domestic violence violates an individual's privacy and dignity, security, and humanity due to systematic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control and/or abuse, including abuse to children and the elderly. And whereas the problems of domestic violence are not confined to any group or groups of people, but cut across all economic, racial, and societal barriers and are supported by societal indifferences. And whereas the impact of domestic violence is wide-ranging, directly affecting individual and society as a whole, here in this community, throughout the United States and the world. And whereas the Women's Center of East Texas is focused on ending violence by providing a safe haven, a crisis intervention, and comprehensive support services to the victims of domestic violence. And whereas survivors of domestic violence themselves have been at the forefront of efforts to bring peace and equality to the home. Now, therefore, in recognition of the important work done by domestic violence programs, the Upshur County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim the month of October 2019 to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month and urge all citizens to actively participate in the scheduled activities and programs to work toward eradicating domestic violence, improving victim safety, and holding perpetrators of domestic abuse accountable for their actions against individual victims and/or our society. And I'm going to sign that this the 30th day of September 2019. And Ms. Ogimon, you said you're going to get the signs to us. Is that correct?
I have them, Your Honor, and in the past I've just placed them out. If
okay.
If someone else who wants to do it, Mr. Womble is aware of those. And the Women's Center, she was going to be here today but was unable to get over here because she's partial. But we do have advocates that come over and help us with our victims, and our victim assistance coordinator, Yesenia Hernandez.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I see you wore purple today, too.
Yes, sir. And you as well. Thank you.
Purple stripe right here, you guys. All right. Number four, hear from Ms. Evie Henson concerning the 2020 Census Complete Count Committee. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for allowing me to come speak to you this morning for a few minutes. My name is Evie Henson, and I am your 2020 Census Partnership Specialist for our area. Some of you I am lucky enough to know and have graduated with, and it's nice to see familiar faces. And the rest of you, I look forward to getting to know while working on this decennial census together. When this census is over, I'd like for everyone in this room and all of Gilmer and all of Upshur County to say that we've done everything in our power to make sure that everyone was counted only once, and in the right place. So today I'm going to share with you guys the goals and then some ways that we can achieve those goals. The goals of the 2020 census are to make sure that we hire local people to do local census jobs, and then also next spring to make sure that everyone in Gilmer, Texas and everyone in Upshur County complete their census form. It is a 10-question, non-controversial form. We will also be able to do it online and on the phone this census. So, today I'm going to share with you the who, what, when, where, why, and how of the census. So the who, everyone in this room, you all. You are the trusted voices and you are the influencers of this town and this county. You are the partners that we need, that I need, that the census needs in order to make sure that we educate, engage, and encourage everyone to complete their census come next spring. And then also to make sure that we hire as many local people as possible. We want local people to take care of the local census. That's how you're going to get your most accurate count. So, the what. Active partnerships. Get plugged in yourself. Everyone in this room, you can help in some way. Refer others to form active partnerships. Forming the CCC, like Judge said. The Complete Count Committee. It is a vital, important piece of making sure that we have an accurate count in Gilmer, Texas, and in Upshur County. Group of volunteer census ambassadors to make sure that we get an accurate count. One of the key reasons that the CCC is so successful in raising awareness is because of you all, the members. Nobody knows better how to engage and inspire everyone in their community. Now, the when. Now through December, we're going to educate our community. There's a million ways to do that. Flyers. There's information galore. Just, I've left a few cards here today. Get with me, and we can go over things. And then in January through March, we're going to actively engage in our community. And then from April through July 1st, we're going to make sure that everyone in this town and in this county complete their census form. The where. We're going to do it right here in Gilmer, Texas. We're going to do it right here in Upshur County. We're going to make sure that we are active and seen in some town events, some county festivals. We can participate in all of that if you guys will allow us to. Our media outlets, websites, social media, podcasts, our sporting events, our parent and school and faculty and student activities. All of those are important places we can get plugged in. Faith-based organizations, trunk or treats are coming up, Christmas programs, community services, all of that we'd like to work alongside you. Nonprofits, any event that is being held, holler at me. I can come and serve alongside, even if it's just as simple as passing out water. That is just part of my job, and it's probably one of the best parts of my job. The why, to keep more of that $675 billion worth of national funds in our towns, in our East Texas, and more specifically, Gilmer, Texas, and Upshur County. For our town, for our Gilmer, for our Upshur County to have fair representation and smart growth. The how. Let's you and I meet individually. I can go over partnership ideas with you. We can come up together with additional partnership ideas that you know will work well for your community. And let's get that CCC up and going, guys. I have seen firsthand, personally and professionally, what an undercount does in our area. I know that you've seen it as well, and I know that you have the same goals as I do, and that's to keep more of that money here in Upshur County and here in East Texas. It's money that we can have for our local law enforcement, our schools, our health facilities, our roads, public works, and many other programs that we can all think of off the top of our head in this room. And it's not just money for 1 year, it's money for the next 10 years. So guys, we've only got one shot at this to make sure that we keep this money here in East Texas. Again, you are the influencers, and you are the trusted voices of this town and this county. And I will follow your lead. I will work alongside you to make sure that those two goals are complete. And those are to hire local people to take care of the local census and to make sure that everyone completes their 2020 census form come April 1st through July 31st of 2020. Thank you so much for your time and allowing me to speak today. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Now, tell us your title again.
Partnership Specialist.
Okay, and how many counties do you do?
I take care of now 5.
Okay. What are those 5 counties?
They are Upshur, Gregg, Harrison, Panola, and Rusk.
Okay, and then you went to high school where?
I am a Gilmer Buckeye in 1994.
Okay. So y'all see the head person for the 5 county area, Upshur County.
Right.
So if any of y'all want her contact information, help get the word out. And there's a lot of part-time, it's full-time, but for a while, for what, 10 months or 11?
Yes, sir. Your assignment could go all the way through September 2020. And it's going to be inside assignments and outside assignments. The cool thing about, you know, being able to do it online and on the phone is we're going to need data entry people. So those are inside jobs. The address canvassers, very, very important to make sure that we have a lane accurate list. And then obviously the numerators, that's very important as well. The goal is to hire 2 people so they go out in teams for just safety precautions and advantage.
And these jobs start out at how much?
$15 an hour. $15 to $18 an hour in this area.
And they pay you to go sit through the orientation. So if you know anybody that wants some work to save up money for whatever, and you'd be doing the county a service, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, and thank you.
Thank you for coming over here. I know this is your second time to be here.
Yes, and I will come as many times as need be.
Do you work for the U.S. Census Bureau?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Number five, discuss and take action to approve the finance contract with Kansas State Bank pertaining to the lease purchase of the four 2020 dump trucks. Ms. Williams, what you need us to do is just to approve, the court approve me signing the contract.
That's correct. You would need to sign, Judge, but it needs the Commissioner's Court approval. And it is a 7-year lease. The first payment will be due upon delivery and acceptance of delivery sometime in December. And the payments are exactly what we were instructed they would be and what has been budgeted for.
And you already went over it with a magnifying glass. And made them do some changes to make them legal on the Texas end. Then you made me look at them too. Okay. So I think we're ready to go and we need a motion on that.
Motion to approve finance contract.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the lease contracts for the four new dump trucks with Kansas State Bank. Any further discussion?
It's Kansas State Bank, so I believe they're actually in Kansas City. And the amount, it's a 7-year lease, and then the total amount of the lease was $319,832, first payment due upon delivery.
$319,832. Mm-hmm. And you said they're in Kansas City?
Yes, sir, I believe that's correct.
And what I liked about it on the last payment that's due, if we don't want the trucks, we can give the trucks back to them. Those that approve the contracts, please indicate.
Aye.
None are opposed. Motion passes 4-0. Kristen, where is that contract? Is it around here?
I got a copy of it.
Okay, y'all just be sure I sign it today. All righty, number six, discuss and take action concerning the setting of courthouse hours of operation during the Jamboree. Mr. Nicholson, did you want to speak to that?
Yeah,
Or Ms. Ross or somebody?
I talked to Ms. Ross a little bit about it and some other elected officials about
okay. The
concern of, you know, when the Jamboree is going on, if the doors will be closed during the Jamboree, or do we decide to keep them open? I think in the past they have closed the doors during the Jamboree, is that correct?
Yes.
So in the past they've been open or been closed?
Closed.
Okay, in the past when did we close them?
On our Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay, what time Wednesdays?
Well, it depends on what the clerk does. If she closes and does a half a day that Wednesday, then it would be closed after that. They're gone. Do you have any idea what you're doing this year, Carrie? Are you staying open all day Wednesday?
We plan on it.
Okay. Then 5 o'clock Wednesday.
Would it help you to close them at 1 on Wednesday? Even though y'all were up here working?
Oh, no. If we're here working, we have to have them open.
Okay, then y'all better stick with Wednesday at 5 then.
Okay.
Y'all leave at 4:30 or 5? 4:30.
Okay.
And the courthouse will be closed Thursday and Friday.
Yes, Mr. Dolly.
Judge, last year they had the. Not everything blocked off on Tuesday afternoon. They had 154 blocked off. They had blocked off down here in Buffalo. They were routing traffic. Some of it was routed by our office there. It got real crowded because the trucks were trying to make the turn and some of them was cutting through. But they start blocking the left-hand turn off. They may change it this year. But last year, Tuesday, by 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it was all that was blocked off. So it was hard for people to get here.
It's Monday.
The streets are blocked off.
Yeah, because we went to the concession stand Monday night. So everything's blocked off.
Yeah. I know Tuesday, everything was blocked off.
Monday night, they blocked the streets.
Yeah, start rerouting.
I'm good with closing it on Wednesday, too, if that's what y'all want to do. I don't see how y'all can get your work done with people coming in and out and all that going. It's going to be wide open by Wednesday. The Gamboree will be in full force. On what day? Okay.
Ms. Frost, do y'all stay pretty busy during that time?
Since it's not a county holiday, I guess that's why I always make my employees work. But no, there's a lot of offices that close. So it's kind of hard to be fair to my staff when I say it's not a county holiday, so supposedly you're supposed to work, but then we look around and nobody else is working. So I would love to be, you know, if y'all want to close it on Wednesday, I just don't know ever what to do.
I think that you can still be in your office if the courthouse is closed. Like, I got a key. I come up here all the time, work at night. I know you come at night on emergencies. So to me, that might mean the door's locked, and if y'all have some catching up to do, or you and one other one, the main thing legally is somebody trying to file a case and the statute of limitations is running. And so they taught me in law school, just have a clerk or a judge even be there to answer the door if somebody starts beating the door because they need to file something because of that statute of limitations. So I have no problem if y'all want to close it down Tuesday. And then people that need to come to work and need to catch up on reports or filing or whatever you're doing, use your key, come on in. Let it lock. I mean, somebody this day and age can call if they have something that's an emergency.
Were you busy last year? What? Were you busy last year during the Yambury time, or does it slack off?
Till about noon, we did have some foot traffic.
On Wednesday?
Yes.
So would you like to just follow suit with the tax office and close at noon on Wednesday?
Need a motion.
I make a motion to close the courthouse at 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
And that it remain closed on Thursday and Friday during the Yambury?
Yes, sir.
All right.
That will include all the county offices, right? Include the Rock Building, the county
office. Yes. Yes.
Second.
Motion and a second that we close up. What time did you say? Wednesday
2 p.m.
at 2 or 4:30?
2 p.m. is what.
All right.
The tax
we close up Wednesday at 2 p.m. of the Embry and may remain closed the rest of the week. Any
what
further?
Day of the month is that? What day of the month is?
17th. I think
15th
is Monday.
17th. Okay. It's Wednesday of the Embry. Who cares what day of the month it is? It's only once a year. It's like, what day, Santa Claus?
We have court that 15th on that Monday. Tuesday, and then we close. Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be Wednesday the 16th,
that's
all right?
Yep.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0, so we're closed from Wednesday at 2 for the rest of the week of the Ambrose. Say again.
This does
not. No. Number 7, discuss and take action to approve and accept into the county inventory a donation from the Friends of the Upshur County Library of the following computer equipment. A, 5 new Dell computers. B, 2 Honeywell Voyer wireless scanners. C, 1 Star Micronics thermal receipt printer, and D, 2 Dell wireless keyboards with mouses. Ms. King.
Yes, sir.
You need us to approve you incorporating this inventory into the property belonging? Okay. And that's on y'all's sheet here, number 7.
Make a motion to record stated items A through D into the county inventory donated by the Friends of Libraries.
Second.
Motion and a second. We accept from the Friends of the Library the equipment listed in 7A through D. Any further discussion?
It's going to be used in the library after this.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number 8, discuss and take action to approve a cash donation agreement to Friends of the Upshur County Library and authorize the county judge to execute the agreement. Okay, everybody should have a sheet. Looks like this. There you go. These people don't want credit. They're good people. Very good people.
What's an anonymous donation?
No, they're going to let me name them. I just don't want nothing named after them. James and Emily Hartnett are going to make, if we allow them to, a $50,000 one-time donation to the Upshur County Library in honor of Donna Owen Spencer. Now, Ms. King, you were telling me Mr. James Hartnett was an attorney.
Yes, sir.
And Ms. Owen was one of his paralegals, or was she another attorney?
No, she's a paralegal. She worked with him for over 50 years.
Okay. And that what they wanted to do for her, because Ms. Spencer was supportive of young people, was to use the money to create the Donna Owen Spencer Teen Room. And so they also, him being a lawyer, wanted to set forth an agreement that said what we're all doing. And Ms. King and I worked on this a little. I did. If y'all will look at number 2, donor authorizes the librarian to have the exclusive discretion concerning the application of use of the donated funds toward the Donna Owen Spencer Team Room. And I had them add as approved by the Upshur County Commissioner's Court. Okay, and I explained to Ms. King, we have to all go about this together before we start, you know, doing a lot of major remodeling down there. We'll provide copies of invoices and packing slips and proof of delivery. And in the event there's any proceeds remaining after the teen room's completed, it'll be refunded back to the Hartnetts, although they don't expect to receive any of the money back.
Can we have, can you tell us what your plans are?
My plans are, you know, like the family place is the glass enclosed area? The teen area, we currently have a teen area.
All right.
We're going to enlarge it. It's going to be 29 by 36. It's going to be glass enclosed as well. We're going to create 2 study rooms that are going to be glass enclosed as well, that are going to be right by the teen area. We're getting complete metal shelving that's all going to match. There's going to be, we're going to have a 3D printer with a 3D stand. We're going to have 4 new computers with computer desks that go with it. We're going to have a maker space. And then we're going to buy just new furniture to go with in that area. And if there's anything left over after that, then we're going to buy books.
Ms. Williams?
Yes. Since this is a dedicated funds and we want to track, would it be agreeable if I set up a specific account for each?
This is for the Friends.
Oh, to the Friends.
Yes.
Not to go to the county.
Okay. And then, Ms. King, what you'll do each step of the way is kind of let us know to run through here. Okay, first thing we want to do is put this in so we can kind of agree as we all go along.
So you're enlarging the existing area and adding 2 rooms to the outside of it?
Yes,
for
that would be glass in those areas.
How large are those rooms?
They're going to be 9 by 9. They're just going to be study rooms.
Mr. Womble had something.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we get my first override on this as far as electrical things of that nature.
Yes, I know. We're going to
check
with the, we're probably going to need another AC unit thing like David's going to install for the children's area. That's all that's in consideration too. Electrical and...
And you got that AC on the way for the little kids pretty quick, right?
We're going to look at the electrical today, and it'll be installed by Friday.
Awesome.
So yeah. That will include AC or anything else that will make for the area.
Judge, where's this Mr. Hartnett as attorney? What?
Dallas. Dallas.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
How is this connected to, I mean, did this lady that worked for him, is she from here?
Yes, right. She was born and raised in Gilmer.
Who?
April.
Okay. She's dead, right?
Yes, she passed away in April.
Motion to approve designated cash donation from Friends of the Library.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the donation agreement to the Friends of the Library. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Hard to argue about stuff with your mouth full of cake. All right, number 9, discuss and take action to establish procedures and a committee for administrative hearings and appeals for indigent health care.
That is me. And I want to read this out of the Health and Safety Code, Chapter 61, it pertains to indigent health care. Section 61.043, it says, prevention and detection of fraud. The county shall adopt reasonable procedures for minimizing the opportunity for fraud, for establishing and maintaining methods for detecting and identifying situations in which a question of fraud may exist, and for administrative hearings to be conducted on disqualifying persons in cases where fraud appears to exist. And then B, it says procedures established by a county for administrative hearings conducted under this section shall provide for appropriate due process, including procedures for appeals. And that is something that we need to do. I've put out on the listserv to other counties that are not hospital districts to find out, trying to get information on what their process is. And I've not had any of the other counties respond to this yet, and so I don't know if they don't have any or if they're not willing to share, but I'm asking the court to consider what we would want our procedures to be as far as appeals and who you would want to have on the appeals committee, and if that is something that we would want the appeals committee to come up with the process. And so the only way that I can do that is discuss it with y'all is to have it.
Do we have an appeals committee now?
No, we do not.
This is to deal with potential fraud, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think first, guess that'd be form a committee and let the committee kind of decide the structure of the format that they want to proceed with.
Okay. How many people do we think should be on this committee?
You'd need 3 or 5.
Three.
So,
yeah.
Okay. And
if I could be on it, I would be on it, but I wouldn't want to head it.
Aren't y'all heard that? We have one. Is there anyone here that would like to serve on the fraud committee for appeals committee for indigent care?
It is volunteer.
It does now.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So Jay will do it. Okay. So we have one commissioner. Who do we? You have? Anybody have any suggestions, Ms. Connie?
Ms. Williams
Ms.
will
Connie.
Do it.
Awesome.
Commissioner
Gentry,
do you think it would be appropriate to have
Ruth
as an advisor to the committee?
No, but she denies
them. I'm not sure about that because she's the one that's going to make them upset by denying them and sending them
and
to
sending
y'all.
That's
that would be kind of a conflict of interest for me, I would think. So
So y'all got two, you need one
more? We have
more.
Two, and I need one more, and hopefully that person would chair.
You got time to do that, Mr. Jordan?
No, I was trying to see who Jay was pointing at.
I think Lori.
Lori Harrell, I think, would be good.
All right, let's put Lori on there.
All right.
Ms. Lori Harrell?
Somebody make a motion.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we accept the gracious volunteerism for Mr. Jay Miller, Ms. Connie Williams, and Lori Harrell to be our
administrative committee.
Administrative and appeals hearing.
On indigent health care.
Yes.
Second.
Motion and a second that we create an administrative committee to hear appeals on indigent health care and to adopt a procedure for determining whether or not fraud is involved. And part of that motion is we name the Upshur County Auditor as a member, the Precinct 4 Commissioner, and the Elections
Administrator.
What's your title? Elections Coordinator?
Administrator.
Elections Administrator on this committee. Any further discussion?
Basically, they're going to, when Bruce denies somebody, if they appeal it, this is who decides to appeal, right?
Well, that's the first layer of appeal. And then there's got to be another layer, which they're going to have to find that out, which may go to a court or to the entire commissioner's court. I don't know. Any further discussion on that? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank y'all very much.
Number 10, discuss and take action to approve the addition of email and Facebook information to the county indigent health care intake form.
Right, this is also me.
You don't put that with the committee? Let them kind of come back with guidelines?
No. I would like the committee to, or the court to consider, it's going to be my motion that we add Facebook and email to the intake form.
What would the intake form ask them?
It asks them
on those two issues.
We just add on there that they have to fill that out if they have Facebook or email. And they will do it because when she suggested this, I've already started and I had no one yet refused that they actually get it to.
I think that's totally within bounds to do that. I have no problem with going ahead and saying we want that.
Because Facebook tell you a lot.
I mean, here's the problem for all of you members of the that had never thought about this. I think Commissioner Gentry resents people qualifying for $30,000 worth of indigent health care, and they're on Facebook. Oh, I'm in Tahiti on my vacation having a great time. That's exactly what the problem is. So did I get a motion on that?
That was my motion, is that we accept this and add it to the intake form.
Second.
Motion and a second that we add to the indigent health care intake form request for email and Facebook information. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. And I would think, guys, if somebody lies to you on these forms, that's going to be a ground to kick out your application. If y'all find out, you lied to us, you are on Facebook, you didn't put it down. All right. Number 11, discuss and take action to approve a notice to the Texas Lottery Commission with reference to HB 914. If y'all want to remain at the bingo table, the Lottery Commission wants us, for me to sign this form, that we're entitled to receive a tiny, minute portion of bingo prize fees.
It's like bingo dust.
Yeah.
And I think they mail this stuff out from Austin. People put it on agendas because we don't want to overlook anything.
How much exactly is the tiny venue? Is this a percentage or?
I don't think it's 50 cents. Anybody know how much we got last year, if anything?
But in case we ever do bust out bingo parlor,
yeah.
Okay, I'll take a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the bingo contract. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 4-0. At the end of the meeting, I will sign. Basically, it's not doesn't make us do anything. It just says we would like to get our share of the winnings. Okay, first, next I want to ask you guys at the table, number 12, I've posted the court will go into closed executive session to discuss personnel matters pertaining to awarding of an IT contract and or discuss hiring an IT manager pursuant to 551.074A1 et sec of the Texas Government Code. Does the court feel it needs to go into closed session? I'm happy to do it if y'all want to.
I don't know what everybody else is thinking.
That's why I'm asking y'all.
I would think so.
Okay. At this time, it's 9:43 a.m. At this time, the court's going to go into closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.074A1 et sec to discuss personnel matters and or awarding an IT contract and or discuss hiring an IT manager. I don't think this will take a real long time. It's not impolite for anybody to drift off and not come back. At school board meetings, that's a big chance for everybody to make a break for it. That wants to get out. But so we're now in closed session.
Information on that donation here where I